You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday was International Women's Day, and a continued cause of inequity for women is differences in healthcare and medical research. I spoke to Associate Professor Kelly Burrows about this inequity and how this can be resolved.
You mentioned that generally women are underrepresented in clinical trials and medical research, citing only 4% of COVID studies in the US in 2020 covering sex differences, and clinical trials here in Aotearoa for breast cancer-related treatments that were only recruiting males. Why is this the case, and what outcomes does this lead to?
So I think there's a few reasons why this is the case. The first one potentially is that lack of awareness that men and women are actually different. There's a lot of differences in our biology. So sometimes even if clinical trials collect data from men and women, they often lump it all together and analyse it as if we're the same. And it's really important that data is separated and analysed to see if there are differences between males and females. The other reason why women are excluded is because our biology is complicated by our hormonal fluctuations. So our hormones change over our lifetime, but also over each month. And this actually makes us more complicated to study. So clinical trials can save money, basically, by only testing their drugs on men.
Women are overrepresented in terms of adverse reaction to medications. Is this a symptom of the same core issue?
Yes, exactly. So because women are less tested in the trials phase, when these drugs are released into normal use, it's actually women who normally have the worst outcomes because it's sort of not being found out in the trial stage.
What are the biological differences that lead to these different effects between men and women?
So there's lots of differences in our biology. So it's right from our genetics, obviously, are different. This can make the proteins or the cells respond a bit differently. Our anatomy is different. So on average, men are bigger than women around the world. And also the organs. So male organs are often bigger than women and can be structured slightly differently. But there's also our hormonal fluctuations. So the hormones are basically messengers sent around your body, and these influence how our body works. So when you've got these differences and changes in female hormones during time, that can actually create these differences in how our biology and how our physiology work and how we respond to drugs and various outcomes.
You mentioned organ size. Cardiovascular disease is a leading cause of death in both men and women globally, but screening here doesn't factor in, on average, the smaller heart size of women. How does screening for diseases factor into this inequity?
Yeah, so that was one really interesting example where they used this measurement of the thickness of the wall in between both sides of the heart. So they use the same thickness to diagnose disease for men and women, and it's when this thickness gets higher than a certain value. So because women's hearts are smaller, they actually, when they're diagnosed, they can have more of this damage. So they're absolutely sort of inequitable in terms of diagnosing these diseases. So women can have more disease before they're actually diagnosed with it. So really, I think there's probably, I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm sure there's a lot of clinical medicine that just assumes that men and women are the same and that their diagnosis criteria should be the same. But what really needs to change is that it needs to be sex specific, so the diagnosis needs to be based on whether people are male or female.
Apart from factoring in biology into diagnoses and screening results, and also properly researching the effects of medication and clinical trials, is there anything else that a medical research or healthcare in general can do to close this inequity?
Yeah, so one important thing to raise is the difference between sex and gender. So what I've really just talked about is sex differences. So whether you've sort of born with the XX chromosomes or XY, so male versus female. But another really big area that's not well understood is gender. So this is an environmental construct. So it's, you don't necessarily identify with as being the same gender as your sex. And this is a really understudied area as well, because it can actually gender can actually influence your health outcomes. So how you are exposed to your environment, for example, your behaviour, your mentality, these are also things that can affect your health outcomes. So it's really important that we start to consider both sex and gender in medical research and in healthcare.
That was Associate Professor Kelly Burrows on healthcare inequities for women.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.